Dang, a jam-packed episode of NXT. Shayna Baszler means business. Finn Balor means business. Mauro Ronaldo is back and he means business. It's going to be hotter than chestnuts roasting because the NXT After Show starts right now.
I'm Maria Menounos and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
All the sounds of Iron Man means one thing, NXT, and it is officially the Wednesday Night Delight. How's everyone doing? My name is Hobo Boys. I'm so glad to be in your life and on your second screen. NXT comes to you live at Full Sail University, where the sawgrass meets the sky. We have so much to talk about today on this episode. Before we do, let's introduce our panel. Let's introduce our panel. Hey, introduce our panel. On my far left, she is a correspondent from Championship Wrestling from Arizona, and that is undisputed. Give it up for the Emmy-nominated Emily May.
Hi, everyone. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so glad you're back.
I know. It's been way too long. I love NXT, so I am here.
Yeah, it's awesome. And on her right, this guy, you can call him punk rock. You can call him amazing. You can call him the man himself. You can call him one half of the AfterBuzz TV Wrestling Tag Team Recap Champs of the World, David Christopher. How you doing?
What's going on? How are we doing? I'm good. You know, I'm awake now. I'm feeling the vibe, feeling the energy.
Okay.
I'm here. I'm present.
Oh, man, NXT's coming out, but before we're talking about hot, the man is the owner of the King's Court, Half Man. Half amazing. He is a controversial firebrand. Hashtag heel Jim. Jim Alexander. How you living?
Bonjour.
No, I ain't playing that. Of course I have more to say than that. I'm just on a little bit of a high, so now I'm subdued. I had a good conversation with Lana and Rusev separately today. And
nice.
Separately?
You know, what?
Good stuff. Right. Good
stuff. Here's
the both sexes. Lana's all about the King's Court, by the way. Oh.
I mean, after the stuff with Lashley, I mean, you know.
Listen, was she the one call she made from jail?
Hey, she had that one free phone call.
That's kind of weird.
Still in Nashville. Yeah, that's who you call.
Yeah, NXT. Okay, overall thoughts about today's show. NXT, we're about a week and a half away from Survivor Series and War Games. Just overall thoughts. Emily May, I'll start with you of today's episode.
Today's episode?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Let's go about the last 2 months.
Wait, I was like, the last month.
Yeah.
Well, I think overall, I mean, you're coming back from, like, a few weeks after Survivor Series and War Games. And so, again, you have to bring it. You have to show your talent. And NXT brings it every week. So...
Punk rock.
Yeah, I mean, you know, here's the thing. We were on this high with the NXT brand, you know, going into War Games, the Survivor Series. I mean, they're just kicking butt.
Yeah,
it was really fun. I feel like you're on this roller coaster, and I almost feel like not we're going down, but it's kind of like just kind of smoothing out.
Now there's like the chance to build a little bit more story.
True.
You're trying to like balance. You can't always be at a
True.
You just drop like NXT. I agree with you.
I'm like Jack. I'm gonna throw some pens.
Yeah. No. And right, you know, give credit where it's due. They had a great solid run. Eventually, we got to go down a little bit. So I think that's where we're at right now. But let's see where it goes.
Your thoughts about the match, especially after coming off the Raw, and Raw had its own challenges, but thoughts about this week's edition of
NXT? Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's not as hot as it was going into War Games and Survivor Series.
Yeah.
They were on top. I mean, where do you go after you kind of dominate at Survivor Series? Not only War Games, that they did an awesome job, but it's just going to naturally take you down a bit, and I felt it. There wasn't that hype and energy kind of going into that pay-per-view where they're all like, you know, there was a lot of... Yeah, that energy just wasn't recreated.
Right.
It's kind of back to a regular show, which is fine. It's a good
it's
show,
normal.
You know.
It's normal.
Yeah.
But obviously, it's not riding that hot special momentum they had in the last few weeks.
So momentum. One Pete Dunne had a match with Killian Dane today.
Right.
Pete Dunne has been. You can argue over the past month. Besides Adam Cole, maybe Keith Lee. Pete Dunne got a lot of elevation on Survivor Series and War Games. The match himself, he was on the losing end. Jim Alexander, let me start with you. Pete Dunne, when he was here 5, 6, maybe a year ago, was considered one of the best. But he lost
the
Killian Dane.
The most up-and-coming guy. I mean, 2 years ago, he was putting on matches of the year when no one knew about him.
Agreed.
He was NXT UK. Mm-hmm. Why is he losing still? Why is he still losing? There's no reason for him to lose cleanly tonight.
Right.
You know, I know it's a kind of a weird pin and all that, but Killian Dane isn't as over, never will be as over as Pete Dunne has the potential to be and should be.
Right.
I just don't like him picking up losses. I know when we talk about wins and losses don't matter. It matters for a guy like this because he was kind of stuck in a rut and he needs every win to boost himself back up there, build himself back up where he was supposed to be. I just don't like him seeing clean losses for sure. No way.
Yeah, you know, Jim, I have to back you on that, man. I don't know why he took that out. I don't get it. I'm with you. The guy's got so much talent, so much potential. Mm-hmm. I mean, he needs the right push, man. Give this guy a break. Like, watching those matches he had recently, I mean, especially with Riddle going in there. I mean, the championship match, I mean, when he had with Cole, I mean, just killing it, man. This guy deserves so much more. And to see him taking out tonight, I was kind of like, what's going on with this? You know, like, doesn't he help. Needs...
Well, I'm actually curious, Emily. What you thought about the actual result first, about the match?
so we were kind of, like, talking about it, kind of going back and forth, and you know, like you guys said, Pete Dunne is really, like, they're both really phenomenal, but Pete Dunne really has this story that can be built but isn't quite there yet.
Yeah.
And he keeps losing. He had really great moments the last few weeks. And so I think they're going to find where he fits into this NXT world. We just have to wait a little bit. Yeah, we have to wait a little bit longer. But, you know, I really wanted him to win tonight, just to, like, get something, you know, get a little hope and get a little, like, momentum going. But it obviously wasn't the case.
Follow-up question, then. Killian Dane gets a W. Is he more established now?
No, it doesn't help him. That W means nothing. No.
I was asking
no.
anyway.
Yeah. Where's your gavel? I need it. I need your gavel. No, because really, like, it doesn't, again, like what you said, it doesn't do anything for him. It does more for Pete Dunne for him to get the win. Okay. So I wish that he got it, you know.
What say you in the chat? Shout out to everyone in the chat right now. Dang and Q, Joseph, Bozos, Ruckus. All you guys, we appreciate Fun Size 40. I want to say what's up. You guys can interact with the chat. All throughout the show, we'll be answering your questions. But I thought the match was okay. It was solid. It was slow. It shows NXT's range. But it was kind of weird that Pete Dunne lost the way he did. He didn't get rolled up. There was no interference. It was just, I'm just so exhausted. I just can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
Well, because he's so athletic. And it's like, no, it has to be a better end than that. You got to really, you know.
Better end. I love it.
And I just hope he was wearing a cup. I'll say that. I hope he was wearing a cup.
Yeah, we should always wear cups when you wrestle.
He's a bruiser.
Yeah. Hopefully I don't want to get bruised. Is my okay, so moving on.
Anyway, move on.
Yeah.
Before our
next match, David, can you tell the world how they can listen to this AfterBuzz show? AfterBuzz shows, please cut a promo.
Yes, so you can find us anywhere, you know, wherever you like to listen to your podcast, whether it's iTunes, whether it's Spotify, YouTube. Make sure that you're engaging, commenting, giving those thumbs up, liking. We love to talk to you guys. Obviously, we can't do this without you, and it's fun coming here every week and to talk wrestling with you guys. So hopefully you continue to like the show, support us. Again, give us those 5 stars, especially if you're on iTunes. Leave us positive comments, as Flobito has said in the past, because we don't like the negative stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know,
unless
just
there's a point to it.
Right.
Well, I'm incredibly insecure. I read every single comment, and it's kind of, well, they like me. I'm cool. But usually.
But yes, because of you guys, we are the ESPN of TV Talk, and we would like to stay that way. So please give us that support.
You can hate
I'm
on
just saying, they call me Yobito, I get offended, you know what I'm saying? Dakota Kai apparently is having this whole thing. She's all like mean and stuff. She had a quick promo backstage, and we'll get to the promos later, because I think overall today's episode of NXT put a lot of promos out there that you get to buy into a lot of superstars. I really want to save time to talk about that. Yeah. But before we talk about her match later on today, just thoughts about her being a heel, and are you on board with her, the new Dakota Kai? David?
Here's the thing. I'm a little unsettled with how this is going. So at first, yes, we had actually called it before it happened. We talked about it on air that, you know, it was the right time, the right moment for her to become heel.
Right.
But they could have literally gave her such a good push with this heel turn right now, where I feel like even tonight with her getting beat up, and they kind of squashed her a little bit. You know, it was kind of like they should have made her more of a dominant force. They should have made her more just like, oh, she's just enraged now, this bad heel, she's this tough chick.
Yeah.
But I felt like the last few matches, she's kind of putting her flame out a little bit.
You know, we're jumping ahead, but let's go for it. Emily, let's talk about this. So we had this match scheduled, Dakota Kai versus Rhea Ripley. She comes out, she's all like, my girl Mia's gonna handle this. And Mia Yim comes out in Tim's, straight New York style.
Totally.
Walk me through this.
Well, what do you want to know? No,
just walk me through this about her stock being a new heel.
So I actually like the abundance of heels right now in the women's division. I think it adds some variety. And, you know, her heel turn, you know, the last few weeks, like, has been I think she needed it. I think it's giving her the push where she can, like, have these stories develop and have these matches against people that she wouldn't necessarily be in the ring with. Where is it going? I lost my train of thought.
I mean, a lot of heels right now.
Yeah. There's a lot of heels. So is it too many heels? Like,
yeah.
Are we...
Who's the face? What? Candice LeRae? Come on. You got a strong face.
But
here's
the thing LeRae's with that. Like, heel. You know, having him come out and just basically annihilate her, you know? I mean, what does that do for our heel that has this oh my god moment recently, right? So she could have that positioning to just be this, like, oh, awesome, you know, heel. But it's kind of like, she's kind of getting her butt kicked. And it's like, well, she's not that intimidating no more.
Yeah, she wasn't even, Miriam wasn't even dressed. It looked like she got
rolled out of bed. Yeah, well, it looked like sweatpants. And yeah, like, I was right. Like, oh, she ran out from the back.
I got to do an ass whooping. That's cool.
Right. So, I mean, it's like, yeah, you're literally coming out in sweatpants, knocking out your big heel. It's like, what does that do for her, you know?
It's true.
But I think you need those moments of highs and lows in order to establish that line where, like, the stakes and objectives later might be a little bit higher. So you have to have, like, those moments where you are down and then you rise to the mountaintop.
No, right. But, I mean, she's literally on that high of just having that shocking turn. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's kind of like, build her up a little bit more. You know, make her a little bit more intimidating. Make her more tougher.
I absolutely,
like,
agree with you.
You know?
Do you think she can do it, though? Like, is she there yet?
I think she can. I'm not sure if Jim's a fan.
She should be. She's in the position to do it. Yeah. Now would be the time.
Not everyone can be on top. Not everyone's LeBron James.
Stop with the LeBron James.
Oh, my gosh. Oh
my. Okay, you know what? Let me ask you this. Rhea Ripley was the female talent. Was pushed very, very heavily 2 weeks ago at Survivor Series. She had some business with Shayna Baszler and the other four horsewomen. So she looks like she's going to be the one to have the next match with Shayna Baszler.
She should.
Yeah, that's going to be incredible.
Jim Alexander, is Rhea Ripley someone who's capable of being the LeBron James of her division?
Yes, she is. Not many LeBrons.
What about Jordan?
No, she can be the LeBron, you know? Some people are comfortable with their checks, but not Rhea Ripley. She's there to take that belt off of Shayna Baszler. Who
she
else?
Will?
Do you think she's going to? She should be, but you think she will? I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
No, I don't think it will happen because I don't see them moving Shayna. We kept on talking, well, Shayna's coming up next. She's coming to the main roster. I think now with that new brand that NXT has become, I think she's staying there.
I agree.
And they're going to keep that title on her. At some point, they're going to drop it because it just becomes stale. There's a difference between dominating and just holding onto it versus then the title being an accessory. And I think it's entering the territory where it's just an accessory. You don't even acknowledge it. It just became like a sticker on her. You know, we need more substance. I think someone taking that title off of her does two things. It gives the title more credibility again and notice. And it makes someone look like a star by beating Baszler. Ripley has that look. She legitimately looks like she could be the one that could finally take Baszler out, and you'd believe it. We don't believe Candice LeRae could do it or someone like that, but I do believe she could do it. So this is your chance. They've done this. Don't do the same thing you did with the Southern...
Lacey Evans.
Oh, yeah. This is Lacey Evans potentially all over.
Like, oh, man,
yeah, this is Lacey Evans potentially all over again. Don't make that mistake. Ripley's
in the spot. She should. If they're going to give that title over, she's the one who should handle it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, and I think she can. You know, I feel like she has been dominating the women's division in NXT, and I think it is her time to shine, but I'm interested to see how it's going to play out because, again, you don't want to do it too soon, but you also want to build up to it and have a fine balance where it is where the fans feel like it was a good payoff.
Yeah. Fair enough. But Shayna Baszler was in action tonight. Non-title match against Xia Li. I have my thoughts about Xia Li and about how she was built up over the past couple weeks. But I want to ask you guys about the match. The match itself was a little different, a little change of pace here for our women's division here at NXT. Jim Alexander, heard that little, you go first. Help me out. What do you feel about the match, Xia Li's prospects, and Shayna Baszler established herself with or without the prop of the Women's NXT Championship?
Is Xia Li too much like Io Shirai and Kairi Sane?
Wait, how? Well, besides that, not the Asians.
Honestly, just like that gimmicky aspect to her. You know, she comes out too cheery and like too happy. I don't want that. You can't be that happy and cheery. You can't be.
Shayna Baszler.
You need to have some badass spark in you.
No,
you can't be just like, hey, waving flags and, you know, just. petting kids and babies.
You don't pet kids.
Whatever.
You don't pet children.
Kids.
If a kid pet kids, some kids deserve to
be pet. You're the cool uncle, the creepy one.
I'm not an uncle, thankfully. But, you know what I mean? Like, I don't believe her coming out to the ring right away that she has a chance. That's the thing. She just looks too happy.
But
like,
you're
going against Shayna Baszler. You're about to get destroyed. Show some moxie. Show some moxie if it takes.
You need that underdog story. You need someone to fight for. And so... And she's it. So
she's too happy doing that.
Why you need to be happy? Why can't we have some happiness?
Well, here's not
against Shayna Baszler.
Here is my take on it. I'm an MMA fan. I have an MMA background.
Yeah.
So I was excited about this in the beginning. As I told you, Phil, I was like, this could be really cool if they do it right.
Yeah.
It started off that way.
I saw you nodding.
It started off that way with the striking kicks. I loved all that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is gonna be awesome. You know, because they both have the MMA background.
Yeah.
I was like, this is rad. And then it kind of just took a dive for me a little bit. I was like, on that.
I don't think she's over. To the point, you know, like, you don't really recognize her. You know, like, that's the thing. She doesn't stand out. When she comes out there, it's so generic to me. You know, the happy kind of thing. Bring some edge. Bring some persona. You know, and you said she has an MMA background and fighting. She displays that in the ring, but I need that when she's walking up towards the ring. Show me something that makes me believe that you're going to bring that out and actually.
You want like a Rousey coming out? That kind of intensity?
No, she doesn't have to be that intense. Like, be yourself. Just don't be that cheery and happy, especially when you're facing Shayna Baszler.
Because you're
going in. It's like someone being happy going in fighting Brock Lesnar. You're about to get destroyed.
Kobe,
you
know?
But what about Bayley, though? Bayley, that was her thing forever.
Bayley.
Bailey's
like the, I don't know why
Bailey is my like
they put a title on
Justice
someone
for
well but you're gonna have to move it on
she's not she's
intense in here.
Rugga, hit that note please, man.
hit the
boo thing I'm doing.
Yeah, let's have that boo thing of the week. That's right, boo thing of the week. It's actually Xia Li, and here's a reason why I like her. First ever 2-time boo thing of the week. It's not so much the fact she lost.
You get twice.
With the run. I like the way she was built. We saw her a couple years ago on Mae Young Classic, so woefully underpowered. Her stats were at zero. We built her up a little bit, had some dope matches.
Mm-hmm.
Won that match a couple weeks ago with Aaliyah by breaking her nose, maybe by accident, maybe on purpose. She has a match with Shayna Baszler, non-title affair, and she got offense in. Her style is different. And to compare her to Io Shirai is a totally disservice. Because two things. One, she got a promo right before saying, I'm angry. Which I was on board.
I wasn't buying it.
Fine. And two, her offense looks like it hurts. It isn't like some ladies or some guys on the roster has these moves where like, I don't believe that at all. I really believe that she can kick me in the face. And that's why Xia Li is this week's boot thing of the week.
I will second you on that, Flo, because you especially showed me her Instagram where she was doing legitimate striking Muay Thai kicks. So I was like, oh, okay, so she's legit.
I agree that in the beginning of the match, like, I was like, oh, this is something different. When you bring different wrestlers from different backgrounds together that actually don't start as wrestlers but they train later, they get to bring their background to their work and to the ring. And I think showcasing that just will make it a more diverse roster. And so I can appreciate it. And, you know, I think if they develop it a little bit more and find moments where, like, they continue that build in the match and keep it engaging, then she's going to, again, be your boo thing, like, 3 times.
Wow. Well, there's more to being a wrestler than being my boo
thing. Yeah.
She can win titles, too.
Jim Alexander.
King's Court, y'all.
He is the most handsome, charming, intellectual, and brilliant man on God's green earth.
Is she related to Siri?
Pay attention when the AfterBuzz King speaks.
Well, I guess
I'm really uncomfortable.
Yeah, I am
extremely comfortable right now. This is very comforting for me to hear that voice.
Pay your children.
And whatever it takes. I will not be putting Xia Li in the King's Court. I'm sorry, but I will be putting in Lana. Of course.
She's not on the show.
I'm
going to
plug my own interview with Lana.
She's on the show.
I don't care. Mandy Rose, of course, as always.
What about that she's been on
TV? We are putting in Alexa Bliss, injured or not. We are putting in Liv Morgan, wherever she is. And we're putting Kathy Kelly. You want someone from this show?
After Buzz TV alum.
Yeah. You want to put someone in the show? Yeah.
Is she aware she's in the building?
No, now she is. Kathy Kelly, you're coming in. And we have Lashley and Rusev outside the door holding down the King's Court. So this is a good group this week.
Oh, my goodness.
So, there we go. So
speaking of things I would rather forget, the Forgotten Sons come out and they have a match against, I think was Alanis and Ruff, but I have question marks in my notes.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Forgotten Sons, looks like they're trying to rebuild them again. Good. Maybe the third possible time in the run NXT. Emily May, walk me through this. The Forgotten Sons. Will there be anything they can do now to make you engaged in that tag team or triumvirate?
They can try. I think there's always a possibility, but I think tonight's match was just not doing it for me. It was an in-between transitional match, so I felt like it was just leading to the next one. So, I mean, we watched it, we kind of chatted about it, but it didn't, I feel like they're going to have a different opponent in order to.
David Crispin, walk me through this. Imagine you submit your tape to WWE, right? They sign
Which
you.
I did. I did, by the way. I did.
Wait, you shot your shot.
To the Performance Center.
You submitted your application?
Yeah. I did submit. Yes,
yo,
I did.
You got to hire David Crispin right now.
Yes.
I'm going to give you the Triple H point.
Yes, yeah, Triple H, if you're watching, please send me down to that Performance Center. Seriously.
That's cool.
Submit.
You're shooting your shot. You're shooting your shot.
Yes. Wow.
All right, cool. But imagine if you do that and they say, this guy's amazing. And you get signed. And then you train as hard as you can. They give you the dopest character ever. You come on out. You have a match. And poor Emily May is sitting home going like, I'm not really feeling it. Like, you've gotten the Sons. I feel
no bad. Offense. No offense, because I totally know how that feels. No, like, I get it.
Here's the thing, though. I can't fault you for that because I felt the same way.
Yeah.
And again, it's not even necessarily, I don't think, their fault. It's more of just the booking. I mean, clearly their opponents, too, were just fall guys, right? You know what I mean? So it's not like, how can you really be that engaged? You know, it's, what do you expect? So I think it's just a matter of, well, it could be the gimmick, you know, it could be their characters, but also just the booking, and it just was there.
Yeah,
you know?
And it's also like the lineup of the show and the rundown and like where they're like, oh, well, we only have this much time, and so there's a lot that goes into it. So trying to find like, okay, we can fit this in, and sometimes, you know, maybe later they'll have a better match, but I think, you know, it's also just a rundown of what happens.
Jim Alexander, the Forgotten Sons, one, two.
They're not forgotten by me.
Really? Two more questions. What's missing from them?
Nothing.
They're perfect as they are.
No, they just need better opponents. Like, this is now their finally their chance. This is someone we're talking about that wasn't, they weren't getting pushed. They're kind of in that. Remember, when that tag team tournament happened, they went far in it.
They did.
Okay?
They should have won that year.
They should have won that tournament. Okay. And they were really getting up there. And I thought they were going to continue that momentum. I don't know why it was halted. They had the same gimmick, the same group. Right. They're over.
So who
biker gimmicks work.
They're not bikers, though. I thought they were bikers. They're not bikers.
Well, whatever.
What's Killian Dane and what's Cameron Grimes? Are they the biker gimmick, too?
No. Cameron Grimes is like he runs a haunted hayride. That's
different. Cameron Grimes is my Barnum. He's my P.T. Barnum.
Jack the Stripper.
These guys are over, man. Yeah. I mean, they got the look. They got the size. They got the skills in the ring. I don't know.
You can't say they're over if people chant, we forgot you, when they wrestle.
That's a gimmick. They're called the Forgotten Sons.
No, because they really are saying they guys are not engaging.
So who can they go against that would make it memorable?
They should go right through that tag team division.
Jim, if you were right now,
there's not many qualified tag teams. There's about teams. There's groups. And
say
factions.
You're Regal right now. You're making these matches. What do you do with them?
Yeah.
Start knocking people out, interfering in matches for real. Just attack people. Like, if you were gonna bring them, either you bring them good attack team opponents, which I think that roster right now NXT doesn't have many tag teams. You're just gonna have to have them interfere and start beating people down randomly with no purpose or thing. Like, your Forgotten Sons, remember us? Bam, knocking out Matt Riddle, whoever. You know,
is that gonna make it? Yeah. Like, if they do that so many times,
they're
is that gonna
notice.
Be meaningful though?
It will be meaningful because that's what they're gonna. Their promos are gonna be like, you wanted attention. You forgot. We're forgotten now. Remember us after
I'm
this.
With that. Okay.
That's true. Because I think their gimmick is supposed to be they're like veterans that are forgotten. Like they return home and they're forgotten.
Yeah.
Not that they're bikers, but good point. We got to go on.
I remember.
We got to talk about this thing. The Finn Balor promo. I know we're again jumping here at the main event, but David Crispin, we're talking about Finn Balor and his positioning on the brand. You're saying that, and this is true. You're saying that he is an elite level guy, which I agree with.
Yep.
And the current NXT champion Adam Cole is not.
Here's my
He's
thing.
Not good enough.
Here's my thing where I'm probably going to take a lot of heat for this, and I'm okay with that. So here's the thing. Don't get me wrong. I like Adam Cole.
Baby.
I like him. But I don't feel he's as good as he's being pushed. Agreed. I really don't.
Agreed,
I really
don't.
I don't, especially when you compare him to like a Finn Balor. I feel like when you look at Finn Balor, that is like a top level elite.
He's a
superstar.
He's a star,
right? When you look at Adam Cole, I think,
good.
You know,
so
like,
Emily,
he's good. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Before the internet, you know,
no, they already done. They already are like.
Adam Cole is good. Finn Balor is great.
Okay.
There's a difference.
Okay.
So, Emily, he said this before outside, and you were like, oh, hell no. what were you thinking? What do you think?
So, it takes time to build stardom and to build that, you know, that character that is, like, iconic and that will, like, stand the test of time. Finn Balor is that has that star quality that like will forever be in like the WWE Hall of Fame. Like you're gonna see him for years to come.
I think so.
I think so.
Maybe we could talk about that later.
Not the way he's been pushed, but
well. but like Adam Cole's having that moment where like he needs to build that star quality, and like he had that moment at Survivor Series and War Games, and those moments I think he'll have more of. And that's where he's going to build those moments where you feel like he is a star and that he can carry the brand.
Mm.
NXT brand, because he can't carry a Raw or SmackDown, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But maybe not yet.
When we talk about stars, you put a star, like for me, a Drew McIntyre. Then you put an Adam Cole next to him. Adam Cole could be serving him lunch or something.
That's messed up. No, well,
no, for real. Adam Cole can't hang with a Drew McIntyre.
Wait. You can say Drew McIntyre is better or stronger, but you can't tell me he's like trash to be like, well, his lunch, sir.
Listen, he couldn't even. We're talking about star quality. Adam Cole just looks like the guy. His father owns a pizza place. Like, I'd expect Adam Cole to be serving me that pizza, for real.
Yeah, okay.
He's a pizza guy behind the counter.
I'm not a nice guy. He's just, he doesn't have the look. He doesn't have, he just appears small. For some
he
reason.
He is small, but it's okay.
Well, here's the
but
thing.
Small guys have gotten over, too.
Right.
But
we always reference, and like we were talking about before, you know, the big with HBK, Shawn Michaels, right? Who's a big influence on Adam Cole. Yeah. Smaller guy who's, you know, a legend now.
True.
But I think it comes down to, and I was even comparing Riddle, because there's so many comparisons to Shawn Michaels, so many influences. You know, I think Riddle has more of the grit and tenacity that Shawn has, as opposed to Adam Cole. From when I see Adam Cole, he just doesn't have that fire.
Who does he compare? What star does he compare?
I mean, he's good. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. He's great. I like Adam Cole.
Right.
But I don't see him on that pedestal that they're putting him on right now. I feel like, I really feel like, bro, or Riddle has...
David,
a better shot at.
What's Adam Cole without that group?
That's what
without
I was saying.
I think the Undisputed Era is more over than Adam Cole is.
That is true, but I think he can land his own. Emil, final word before we move
as
on.
As a star?
No, so one of those things is like, Finn Balor is like one of a kind, and so you can't so you can't say, okay, he's going to be have the exact level of star quality as Finn Balor. He has to create his own story and create his own moments, and so you just develop that over time, and he's developing it right now. So I'm not going to count him out.
Yeah. What is he developing, though?
He's developing his whole brand.
I agree.
What is his brand? What is the Adam Cole brand? Because for me, it's Undisputed Era. That's what I know.
Well, Flo, you did make a good point, and I'm bringing it to where we are right now with this, because you said, you know, it was almost like how HBK, when he first had his like icy run, he was that gimmick first coming into the Heartbreak Kid, and he was kind of, you know, he wasn't what he became,
right?
So maybe in that sense, maybe that's where the Adam Cole is, finding his mark, developing, getting maybe as we go, maybe he will evolve into that. We'll see. I'm not counting the guy out. Like I said, he's good, but I just don't see him at that pedestal top level yet.
Fair enough. I got to run. But now we're moving on. It's now time for Punk Rock's Pin Up the Night.
All right.
Oh, I like this.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like Forgotten Sons.
Right. We forgot.
All right, Rye Guy. I dig it. Okay. So tonight's Punk Rock Pin of the Night. Okay. I mean, I'm going to call this one. It's like, we're done. That's it.
Hey.
There we go. All right. No, I mean, I'm going to just roll because this is the War Games, rematch, basically. I mean, we got all the top stars in there, you know, with Ciampa, with Lee, Riddle, you know, Undisputed Era. I'm going to go with that for the match tonight. We knew, you know, Lee's getting a great push. He's on a roll right now. We knew he was going to just dominate at the end, have his moment, which he did. I liked it. Of course, Balor coming out and then that whole, you know, battle with them. And now we got this crazy match going for who's the winner or they're going to challenge for the title. So that will be our Punk Rock Pin of the the night because it was the moment of the night, I would say.
Moment of the night. I want to put you to task on this. The former Chris Hero, Cassius Ohno, appears from Europe to have a match about Matt Riddle. You were just disgusted with the guy. Like, why is he back? I don't like him. Is he get all the hate right now? Get all the hate, David, stuff out of the way.
No hate, man. There's
Matt
no hate.
Matt Riddle and the match tonight. What's
no
up?
Hate. Here's just the thing. Riddle is on a high right now as well. He's being pushed like Lee. Like I said, when I watched him in that match with Dunn, I mean, I was already with Riddle, but when I watched him in that match with Dunn, I was like, okay, this guy's a real deal. You know, that wrestling technician that he has, you know, he obviously has a little bit of that striking background. This guy is good, man. He's like better than I thought he was. And, you know, and no disrespect, to see him come out, and I have already forgot his name.
Cassius Ohno.
I don't expect you to remember.
No disrespect to him at all, but I'm like, come on, man. Like,
I will disrespect.
Riddle's not going to lose. I'm just saying, but Riddle's not going to lose.
Yeah, I know we kept going back and forth, and I was like, oh, Riddle might lose, and then you were like, no, he can't lose, and we were going back and forth.
Cassius Ohno?
Yeah.
What were you guys doing back then?
It was a two-segment match.
It was really long. I was like, oh, it could be.
Because
I was trying to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, I thought it would be like a run-in or something. But you're saying
no, I mean, I like the contrast. You know, we haven't seen Cassius in a while, so it's nice to like see him in the ring and kind of see him kind of go against a Riddle. And you know, I think it was a good highlight match for the night. And you know, Riddle took it home, but you know, it was a dynamic, you know, highlight.
I must have been watching Dynamite or something because what the hell was that? So, I mean, I would. If Cassius Ohno was on, I would click over the channel in that case. What the hell is he doing on this roster?
He's a wrestling
real?
Genius. Well, he was in to promote Worlds Collide, the pay-per-view special thing. He was in NXT UK over a couple months ago. Won some matches, lost some matches there. Grant,
he's
Matt
like
Riddle.
The Tony Schiavone of NXT. Okay,
what?
Yeah, he should come and cut like a promo, like tune in to, you know, no, like tune in to the major, like he should just do promos on air and stuff. He can do that, I guess.
You know what, Cassius? I love you.
I know.
Moving on. Kushida returns.
Yes.
After being injured.
Going
months.
With children on the swings. That was cool.
Yeah, pushing children on the swings.
I loved that promo. I loved it.
Oh, so you like him being happy, Jim. It's okay for him to be
happy.
Kushida's happy, so you're happy?
Yeah. He's with a kid. It's a happy moment coming down the slide.
You have a heart. That's awesome.
Coming off the injury, you know.
Originally supposed to be against Raul Mendoza, but Cameron Grimes gets involved in the match. Jim, let me start with you. Thoughts about two things. Cameron Grimes inserting himself in the match and the match itself.
I don't care about Cameron Grimes.
What? You don't like the Mad Hatter?
No,
NXT?
It's weird.
Okay.
Biker number three?
Put him in. Put him in the group. Match is good. I mean, like I said, everyone can work in this company pretty much, especially on NXT roster. So you're not going to get bad match. If you get a bad match, that's something to talk about, really. You know, but I'm just not sold on Cameron Grimes at this point. Okay. Like, I haven't been from the beginning. I don't like the gimmick. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something here, but
you like gimmick from the big city. I understand.
Yeah,
I understand.
Match is fine though.
Emily Wright. Kushida returns after being hurt by Walter in the rest of Imperium.
Yeah,
his first run was okay, kind of in the middle of the road. Is there any room left for Kushida to really become a star in NXT?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's
you're
so negative, Jim over here.
Yeah.
Heel Jim, right
there's
there.
A, I know, right? I'm not on. I think that. There is always room for improvement, but I think this, you know, here you're showing this, it's a good mix of, a good match of athleticism, but again, I would love to know the ideology behind why they matched Grimes up with Kushida, because it was an interesting, interesting style.
Yeah.
And they're trying to put, we talked about him trying to put over and create those storylines, but I don't know how effective it was.
Yeah. Mm. Sorry, I was thinking about something really
weird.
Well,
I was like, what? You're looking at me?
I'm laughing like, because she was pushing a kid in the swing and Cameron Grimes was a guy who shouldn't be at playgrounds.
Right.
Yeah. But that was very good.
It's a good contrast.
There's
a family man versus a weird man.
But I loved the promo about, you know, doing this for his family and, you know, for his daughter. And I think that added a very authentic moment where he's out there in the stakes. The stakes are there, and it's a good return.
Final word, David?
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Wow. Our main event tonight, Keith Lee, Dominik Dijakovic, and Tommaso Ciampa against the three remaining members of Undisputed Era. Bobby Fish is still injured. Finn Balor gets involved, and then a huge thing happens. I never get to the match itself, but the end result was a number one contenders match announced next week. Finn Balor, Ciampa, Keith Lee, the winner, becoming the number one contender for Adam Cole's title the week after on this somehow semi-pay-per-view edition of NXT. Mm-hmm. Emily May. Thoughts about the match?
Oh my gosh. When Finn Balor came out, I like screamed. Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh. And then they had that fantastic moment where Keith Lee's just behind Balor and he just like rises behind the ropes. And it was, I was like, you guys watch. I was like, look. And it was an incredible moment. And I think I turned to you and said, oh, they're not using Keith Lee. Like in the beginning of the match, I'm like, okay, they're not using him. So I think they're going to use him for the end of the match for a big moment. And then. It happened. So I think it's incredible. I think they're leading up to that December 18th NXT. And it's going to be interesting to see who gets it. I think it's going to be Keith Lee. So that's me.
That's tough. And we were talking about that. And you know, I semi-called this. You know, we were talking out there. I said triple threat. I thought it was going to be Balor versus Lee versus Cole, right? Mm-hmm. Ciampa. I didn't see Lee getting thrown in that mix, you know? So
I'm so happy he did.
Which is cool. Yeah, very cool. But I almost think it should just be, you know, a four-man match where we just go pay-per-view with it. You know, I think that would be cool. But again, even in this situation, like, where do we go? Who do we give it to? I mean, everybody is in the right place. Like, Ciampa's good. Mm-hmm. You got freaking Balor. You know, where's he going? What's he doing? Yeah. And what would happen with him if he doesn't go for it? You know, mm-hmm. what does that do to him?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and then Lee's on his freaking high right now. So, I mean, where do we go?
Yeah, and that's Ciampa had fantastic moments in this tonight where I was like, oh, man, he could take it too.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is simple.
Lay it on us. Balor.
What?
You can't have Keith Lee, my boy Dominik Djokovic.
Dijakovic. I even got it right.
Djokovic.
You know, my boy, he's on the same level almost as Keith Lee. Keith Lee's getting a little bit more of a push as of Survivor Series and War Games.
Chocolate.
But they're still in the same situation. They were kind of feuding together. I feel like they're promoting them. They're introducing them to ourselves, but it's not their time yet. Ciampa just came back from the serious injury. Give him some time to work off the ring rust and all. Finn Balor's supposed to be this brand. I don't care what you say about Adam Cole. Adam Cole's a placeholder because Johnny Gargano couldn't get it done. Let's face it.
Ooh, that's harsh.
This is now the time. You bring over Finn Balor to this roster. That's a main event player on Raw and SmackDown. You better hand him that title. This is his opportunity. Because if you put Keith Lee there, there's no way in hell you're going to make me believe. You can't even make Toshida's kid believe that Keith Lee will lose to Adam Cole.
Well, here's
like, the thing. That guy's just so much bigger than him. He would squash Adam Cole.
If Balor loses, though, I don't think it's going to be a clean pin on Balor. I don't think there's no way
there's
going to
be
down.
Something there that's going to happen where it's like not
Balor
a clean
needs
finish.
His title.
Well, you see, I agree with you. I think Balor is. Sorry, I cut you off. Balor is the future. But you got to finish that Tommaso Ciampa story first.
It's such an incredible story.
So I think he's going to win. Thoughts?
Who?
Like, I think Ciampa's going to win that match.
I can see that too.
Cole retains and opens up the lane for Balor to go on later on. Because why would you have Ciampa there? It's like, Goldie, I want you back, Goldie.
Because Ciampa's been having such strong matches and such strong moments that you have to put him in. I could see that too.
Yeah, but then he's a placeholder. Then it's like you're using Ciampa just to move on a storyline and you're disposing of him. He's too good to be just used to move.
But it happens all the time.
I know, but I still think he's got ring rust, man. The guy's had a serious neck injury. You can't just throw him into like, I mean, Cole can go no matter what we're saying about him. He can go in a ring. I don't know if Ciampa can run like that right now at this point, coming off an injury. I think it's too much, too fast. Let him ease into it. Finn Balor's time right now. I mean, there's no point of waiting around for Finn Balor. Take that title, have him start that run, and really become a face of that brand.
I think it's going to go, it's got to be either Balor or Ciampa. One of the two.
Can't be Keith Lee, though.
Lee, not yet. I mean, he's on a great run right now, and I think it's just going to keep building. But yeah, I think it's too early.
Yeah, I also think that one of the benefits of NXT is because they have the weekly show at Full Sail. You don't have to wrestle every week.
Right.
No.
You can really become the champion and wrestle like once a month or. Well, even our main brand champions. I mean, Brock Lesnar wrestles whenever he feels like it.
Exactly.
You know, I know that was the last match of the evening, but we have 2 minutes left. I want to talk about the promos of other stars that are featured in tonight's episode of NXT. Before we get to that, NXT year-end awards nominations are open now. So if you guys want to vote on best match or best talent or best feud, you can.
Dominik Dijakovic, my boy.
Closer, So Cassius Ohno got one. Angel Garza, Xia Li, Isaiah Swerve Scott, Finn Balor. Talk me about this, about NXT's like challenge of having quality shows on Wednesday night and trying to build up other talents that are not on. Jim Alexander, are they doing it right for the whole No BS brand, or is it kind of like hokey or kind of a throwback? Like, what do you think?
No,
about
you
that?
Need the promos. That's one thing this brand has been always lacking. You never saw, I know they had an hour show, but they never really featured promos. You'd get a quick behind the backstage, you know, little segment with like a faction or group. You never had, or like a quick, oh, coming out of the locker room thing, right? With Kathy Kelly running up there.
Right.
I want legitimate promos. We need those legitimate promos. Now's the time you're building a brand. We need to see individual talent step out. One thing NXT's like, it's got too many factions and too many groups and too many, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, together, great. Bunched up. Let's see some solo players come out of this in every sense, and promos are the first way of getting in there.
I agree. Sorry not to cut you off, but I just, hot take on this one. I really agree with you. I think they need that, and that ties into what they've done in the past. And I will say this right now, that I think this is the newest version of WWE's best attempt of recreating the Attitude Era. Okay. Because if you look at, I mean, let's lay it out. You got those sleazy storylines that we saw in the past, like with Lana and Rusev. Now that's definitely a replay. That's a replay. We have the Stone Cold Stunner being used now with Owens. We have everybody doing the super kick now.
Becky Lynch being booked like Stone Cold.
Right, exactly. I mean, when you think about it, like, we got the Razor's Edge being used now. I mean, every move, everything is literally being replayed.
What's old is new.
What's old exactly is new. And
yeah,
have
like
even with
jeans, I get it.
Yeah, even with NXT, it's almost like DX, which they've literally had DX do, you know, so it's, I think, the new version of the Attitude Era.
The promos work, though, for you?
Absolutely, because that was a big part of the Attitude Era.
True. So, quick hot take on the promos. The Balor promo was my favorite tonight.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
it was that old school, like, just in your face, like, really artsy, promo, and I think they're
like
gonna.
That word. It's an interesting word.
It's a different take on it, and I think if they do more of that in developing that style, I think it's gonna do well for the 2 hour shows on Wednesdays.
Yeah, agree.
Yeah, I like the fact that specifically in Isaiah Swerve's promo, he actually put his chant in there. Who's else? So now when I see him, it's like, okay, I'm buying on brand there. Mm-hmm. I love the fact there's promos there, but it doesn't matter. But some talents, like Cameron Grimes in your case, and there's some they're building up here, so props to that. But it's now time for us to get out of here. Thank you so much for checking out this edition of the NXT After Show. Emily May, where can the world find you online?
All right, guys, you can find me online on all social media platforms at Emily May Heller, MAE, for all wrestling content and news and fun.
You can find me on Instagram at David_Christopher_official or on TikTok now at David_Christopher_official. Find me.
Who is that TikTok?
I'm like grandpa.
I don't want to watch. But I do, you know what? I tune into the Real Talker. That's the place to be. RELTalker.com. Lana, Rusev, we're talking. This is going to be posted real soon. Some really good juicy stuff coming up there. At the Jim Alexander on social media. You know where you can find me. That's where I'm at.
That's what's up. Drop from the bottom of my heart. Wednesday nights is always my favorite night of the week. I'm Flobo Voice. Follow me at Twitter, at Flobo Voice, on Instagram, at Flobito. And please support the homie and buy a t-shirt.
Yeah,
at Flobito.threadless.com. But until next time, buzz you later.
See you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.